For Pinellas Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, he says it's important all law enforcement agencies get some type of training to account for people with mental health issues called Crisis Intervention Team or CIT training.
So you got 27 sheriff's offices that aren't doing CIT at all. I think we need 100%.
He says in the spring of last year, there was a situation that may have been avoided if the deputies had had the proper training.
Because we had a deputy that responded to a mental health call. And as he was taking her into custody under the Baker Act, she lashed out at him. She fought. She kicked him. This deputy was not CIT trained. There were no CIT trained deputies on scene and no supervisors on scene that recognized that what this really was a woman who had serious mental and behavioral health issues, who didn't need to go to the jail, didn't belong in the criminal justice system, but she created the ultimate crime of battery on a law enforcement officer, and if you do that, by God, you go to jail.
But when the woman was jailed, Gualtieri says a series of unfortunate events occurred that led to her dying in the jail, and he had to pay her husband $1.2 million. Still, he says there are areas where there are situations that have gone right because deputies have had the proper training, and he wants to see that type of training done across the state. Gualtieri says that's part of a bill authored by Republican Representative Kathleen Peters.
And it would be a pilot program for $800,000, funded over 3 years, and housed at the Florida Sheriff's Association, that would have a goal of 100% participation for all of the 67 sheriffs in Florida, and also for the hundreds of police departments that don't participate in CIT training to expand it to them as well. There are three main components to the traditional CIT training: law enforcement, mental and behavioral health professionals, and also consumers and advocates.
In Miami-Dade County Circuit Judge Steve Leifman says how to deal with people with mental issues in the court is also an issue. He's also the chairman of the Florida Supreme Court Task Force on Substance Abuse and Mental Health Issues in the Court. And speaking to House Judiciary Committee members Wednesday, he says he's doing a lot of work around the country to educate people about mental health issues in the criminal justice system.
And if you think about it, what we did is we created a system for people that aren't sick. And this is not a 9-to-5 disease. You know, if we treated people with primary health issues the way we treated people with mental illnesses in this country, there would be lawsuits and criminal indictments. It still stuns me that it's okay to discharge people with serious mental illnesses into homelessness. And that's basically what we do.
And Leifman says there are definitely things that are working in his community, like CIT training for thousands of officers.
We created this incredible system of care that focuses on both pre-arrest and post-arrest diversion. We now, in Miami-Dade, have over 4,400 law enforcement officers trained in crisis intervention team policing. In 2013, my two big agencies, I have 36, Miami, the City of Miami and Miami-Dade, handled 10,626 mental health calls, which in and of itself is interesting, but significantly, they only made 9 arrests out of that many calls.
Leifman says in doing that, they've already closed one of the Miami jails, significantly reduced police injuries, and decreased the number of shootings of people with mental illnesses. Meanwhile, the discussion into mental health and substance abuse issues is expected to continue during the first week of the Florida legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.